The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. We're making it through our first full week of the new year, 2012. This is Friday, January the 6th, and I've got Rick McKernan with us, Downtown Optimist Club. Good to have you here, Rick.
Thanks, Paul.
And we were talking before Christmas. I came in to buy my Christmas trees, where I always do at the Optimist Club, about the good work that your organization does. And you've got the Soapbox Derby that is coming up before too long. But now you're a guy who's pretty proud of the Optimist. I can tell that just in talking with you a little bit that evening. Explain to our audience what your organization really is all about.
Well, the Optimist Club is we're a really controversial group. All we do is help kids.
Yeah, that's pretty controversial, isn't it?
The Optimist Club is it's men, it's women, it's single people, married people, young people, old people, and the common thread that links all those people together is the desire to help bring out the best in kids. We do that by serving a lot of different programs. A lot of organizations, we're blessed with great civic organizations here in Columbia, but some organizations say, well, there's a problem over there with kids. Let's write them a check. The Optimist Club, in many cases, is a lot more hands-on than that, and we try to spend time hands-on with kids. There was a small book that was written some time back. It was called To a Child, Love is Spelled T-I-M-E.
Time.
Yeah. And spending time with kids is really one of the most rewarding things that you can do.
You were telling me a story back in December, and I can't remember the entire story, but it had to do with helping a school in another country and providing fresh water or toilets for them.
Well,
and doing that brought the kids to school?
Yeah. That was an example of
That story. Yeah.
Well, first of all, the money that the Optimist Clubs here raise goes to support kids here.
Right.
That's not to say that there's not needs for kids in other places, but our Optimist Clubs there in the international locations are better able to identify the needs, and they're also better able to find a successful solution to those problems in that community. An example of that is there was an island in the Caribbean where the kids were just not attending class, and they're trying to figure out why. These are grade school age kids. And when the Optimist Club there was helping to examine the problem, the first thing they found was, well, they had a small tuition charge, and the families didn't have tuition. So that was pretty simple to solve. They were able to just give scholarships to help the kids pay the tuition. But the second one was one that wouldn't even think of if you live in Columbia, Missouri. The schools did not have toilet facilities. And so when the young boy or girl, if they had to go to the bathroom, they would send them off in the corner with a can. And the kid didn't feel good. The parents didn't feel good. The teacher didn't feel good. And so the solution for many families was the kids just didn't come to school. When they identified the problem, they were able to build restroom facilities for the school. And in doing that, the kids readily came to school. They had nothing to hold them back now. They had the restrooms. They had the tuition.
Yeah.
So
that's a really interesting story. It makes you stop and think what we have here that we take for granted that many other people do not. The other big event, the big event that you have coming up is the Soapbox Derby. That's when?
That is this year it'll be held on June 10th. Mm-hmm. This is a race that's held on downtown Columbia on Broadway. We're the only people that the city lets block off Broadway for a whole day.
A whole day you block off Broadway?
Yeah. Yeah, even the big parades, they let them have it for a couple hours and then they kick them out. But we have it for a whole day. This year is the 75th anniversary of the All-American Soapbox Derby held in Akron, Ohio. Each year, the winners from our derby, we send them on to race in Akron, Ohio against kids from all around the world, kids from Japan, from Australia,
from Germany.
They're
all going to be there this year.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does somebody need to do if they want, if kids want to get into the Soapbox Derby?
Our Optimist Club owns about 35 cars, and they're different divisions. If a young boy or girl would like to race, our cars are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Mm-hmm. We start, January 1, we started racing, reserving cars. And if they want to reserve a car for this year's race, they need to do it early. And that will give them plenty of time to work on the car.
So how do they reserve the car?
They can do that by calling me or one of our Optimist Club members. My name is Rick McKernan, and the phone number, 573-881-3471.
881-3471. And they can reserve a car for the Soapbox Derby from the Optimist Club. Now, they can have Mom or Dad or Grandpa build their car too, can't they?
It's perfectly allowable to have parents, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, grandparents, or just friends help the young boy or girl build their car. Now, these are kit cars. These aren't like the little rascal cars that they used to have, and that's all for safety. So the cars are standardized, but they have to be tailor-made to that particular driver for the height, for the braking.
Okay. And is there a website they can go to for more information?
There is. The website is www.midmosbd for Soapbox Derby, midmosbd.org.
Okay.
And on that website, there you'll also be able to get the phone numbers and a little bit of the history of the Soapbox Derby.
Right. If people want more information about the Optimist Club or if they want to become a member of the Optimist Club, what do they do?
They're also welcome to call me. The Optimist Club has its own website, or you can get to it from a link on our Soapbox Derby website.
Okay.
That website is www.downtownoptimistclub.org.
Okay. All right. Rick, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you. And keep selling those wonderful Christmas trees at the downtown.
Well, thank you and all the people.
I've been getting those Christmas trees there for, I guess, close to 40 years under that big oak tree. Thank you, Rick.
Well, thank you and all the people at Columbia for helping with that.
All right. Our program, tomorrow, Capital City Players are on. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Will Claggett, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this program again or watch it, you can go to kbia.org. Click on Programs, then on Paul Pepper. Sign up for a free Voncast or a podcast. See you tomorrow or Monday. Bye-bye.